Yes?
Governor Scranton on 90.
Wait a minute. You don't know.
Governor.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Fine. We're getting ready to send this message up, and we're revising it to include your item. I've got the director of the budget here who's giving a hell. Being a governor, you know what they think about adding to their figures without consulting them.
I'm very well aware of it.
But I thought we ought to do it. Now, Ohio called up last night, and they want to come in. I'm going to rely on you and Rhodes to help us with this thing and get the men lined up. Now, he's got a problem here. He says that Pennsylvania's doing something. They're not shoveling it down. We have to pick it up. Kermit, this is Governor Scranton.
Yes, Governor, this is Kermit Gordon. I was just mentioning the president the thought that to accompany this proposal for federal assistance in this area, it'd be interesting to look into the question of what measures could reasonably be taken, either by the state government or the federal government, to establish standards with respect to strip mining activity, acid drainage, and these other problems which serious issues.
I talked with, and not I alone, but other people have talked with Sweeney and others about this yesterday and on previous occasions also, incidentally. And Sweeney indicated to us that since our legislation in this field, which is very recent, is model that they would like to set up standards equivalent to this legislation. And frankly, I think this would be a great step forward because it would mean that those that are now operating strip mining operations would, in order to come in for this additional fund, would have to adhere to some pretty strict regulations.
Yes,
which that is important.
Yes. Well, I'm glad to hear this, Governor. This would suggest the possibility of putting something in the substantive legislation which would relate this form of assistance to the establishment of adequate standards.
There isn't any doubt about that,
we've
gone over that with Sweeney and their people about four different times, I believe.
I see. Uh-huh. Well, this is very reassuring. I will get in touch with him and see what can be done with the basic legislation or whether, in fact, it is covered in the legislation now.
Fine. That would be splendid.
Now, Bill, we made a partnership yesterday, and we're gonna add this in here, and it'll go a good deal more in the years to come, but there's nothing party about this. If it had, I'd have vetoed it, but it's something for the good of people and something ought to be done, and let's get all of our forces together when these hearings start, and you come down here and make a good statement, and let's get Rhodes to make it, and let's get everybody we can so it doesn't get in partisan politics.
You can have my full assurance on that, sir, and once again, may I say to you that I have never worked with anybody in so quick a time who's so understanding and cooperative, and I said this on television yesterday.
Well, same thing to you. I just want to work with you like I did with Eisenhower. I worked here 8 years, and we never mentioned party, and we just said, is it good for the American? If it is, do it, and as long as we do that way, both of us will do all right. And,
I'll be there with all my charts and pictures and everything.
That's right, and bring your wife. We'll have dinner with her. Lady Bird's pretty fond of her.
Fine.
Goodbye.
Thank you, sir, very much.